As fans mourn the loss of Kobe Bryant, he leaves behind a business empire. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 27th day of January. Thanks for being with us. The Gap closed more stores yesterday. Johnson & Johnson says, hey, we've got this about the coronavirus. The markets were impacted today big time by that virus. Boeing gets a lifeline and drugstores are running out of, face masks. Those stories and more, along with Laura Kennard on business events in the Des Moines Metro this week. Stay with us.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and we've got quite the bit of news for you today. Thanks for coming by. As the nation mourns the loss of Kobe Bryant and his daughter and the other seven people who perished in that helicopter accident yesterday, we're now learning that Kobe Bryant's legacy extends well beyond his time on the basketball court. He was also known to the business world as a brand builder, an investor, and a coach to other athletes and company founders. Bryant diversified his career by breaking into the investing world even before leaving the NBA. Back in 2013, he co-founded venture capital firm Bryant Stibel, along with Web.com founder Jeff Stibel. In creating the company, Bryant followed the model of a select number of other sports legends who have also been able to transform skills that they developed on the court into business success. NBA Hall of Fame point guard Irvin Magic Johnson was among the first back in 1987 when he founded investment firm Magic Johnson Enterprises, which invested in a number of sizable businesses, including Starbucks and New York's LaGuardia Airport. Bryant's firm now has more than $2 billion in assets with investments in dozens of technology, media, and data companies. Bryant Stibel claims at least 10 successful exits, including Dell and Alibaba. It also has investments in Fortnite creator Epic Games, digital payment company Clarana, and household products firm The Honest Company. Separate from the firm, Bryant also made millions of dollars on his investments in sports drink Body Armor, which back in 2018 boosted its valuation by selling a stake to Coca-Cola. Bryant also had dozens of endorsement deals, including McDonald's, Sprite, Nintendo, and Turkish Airlines. According to the company website, Gap closed 40 stores globally yesterday, including 29 locations here in the United States. The closings are part of a previously announced plan to shutter 230 stores over the course of 2 years. Gap has said that about 130 locations will close in fiscal 2019 and that a majority of those closings will happen in the fourth quarter, which, by the way, extends into January of this year. Midwestern store closings happened in Evanston, Illinois, Lawrence, Kansas, Omaha, Nebraska, Grand Forks, North Dakota, and Madison, Wisconsin. Today, the top scientist at Johnson & Johnson said he's confident the company will be able to create a vaccine for the deadly coronavirus that has paralyzed China and threatens the rest of the world. Dr. Paul Stonefels today told CNBC News, quote, "We have dozens of scientists working on this, so we're pretty confident we can get something made that will work and stay active for the longer term," end quote. Chinese officials said there are now more than 2,800 confirmed cases of the flu-like coronavirus, with the death toll rising to 81. More countries are also reporting the virus cases, including the U.S., which yesterday confirmed a fifth case. Well, stocks ended sharply lower today after more cases of the coronavirus were confirmed over the weekend, ratcheting up worries over the virus's impact on the world economy. The Dow lost 453 points to close at 28,535. That drubbing today wiped out the average's gains for the entire year of 2020. The 30-stock average also notched its biggest one-day fall since October, along with its longest losing streak since August. The S&P 500 dropped 1.6% to close at 3243, snapping a 74-session streak without a 1% decline. The NASDAQ had its worst day since August, dropping 1.9% to settle at 91.39. Airline stocks, United and Delta, both dropped by more than 3.3%. American slid 5.5%. Gaming stocks such as Las Vegas Sands and Wynn Resorts declined by 6.8% and 8.1%, respectively. MGM Resorts, they slid by 3.9%. And then it was travel stocks. Expedia, Carnival, and Marriott International all pulled back at least 2.1%. Consumer shares with exposure to China like Apple, Disney, Nike, and Estee Lauder all dropped at least 1.8%. And then there was Caterpillar, a bellwether for global growth. That stock fell by 3.3%. Meanwhile, shares of Inovo Pharmaceuticals, Mondura, and Novavax and Johnson & Johnson were up. Well, Boeing has secured a lifeline. According to people familiar with the details, the company secured more than $12 billion in financing from more than a dozen banks as the industrial giant shores up its balance sheet amid the nearly year-long grounding of the 737 MAX after two fatal crashes. The manufacturer was trying to secure a loan of at least $10 billion. Boeing declined to comment on the story. Well, today it was the claims by former National Security Advisor John Bolton that hit the impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate and has some GOP senators on the hot seat. Bolton reportedly wrote in a draft of a memoir of his time in the White House that President Trump told him in August that he had blocked U.S. military aid to Ukraine in an effort to get the newly elected president there to investigate Trump's political rival, Joe Biden. The White House has blocked all efforts by the Democrats to call witnesses and share information. However, Senator Mitt Romney, a Republican of Utah, has now said it's increasingly more likely that there will be enough votes to subpoena Bolton as a witness, something that the Democrats have been urging. Stay tuned. And finally, there is this. Drugstores are seeing a run on face masks as Americans rush to protect themselves against the spread of the Wuhan coronavirus or mail them to China where there is a shortage. Authorities there, where an outbreak of the potentially deadly virus began, are encouraging people to wear the masks, but U.S. officials say it's not yet necessary here. Meanwhile, it is being reported that the U.S. government is planning to charter a Boeing 767 jet tomorrow to evacuate U.S. diplomats, citizens, and their families from the city. About 1,000 U.S. citizens live in that city, although there are 230 seats on the plane, which will have medical assistance on board to assist any passengers affected by the virus that has left more than 40 people dead. Coming up next, Laura Kennard and business events in the greater Des Moines metro.